converts the nephesh, the soul, converts everything, converts our breathing pattern. Brother Shaul says, when we eat, there's a certain breathing pattern that we ought to establish. When we walk, when we exercise, there's a breathing pattern. Did he not express that to us? See, that's what it does. That's what the nephesh is. It's the breath. It converts. It converts our breathing actions. And the way we breathe. And the breath of Yah. It converts that. Converting the nephesh, the living power of man. That's what the Torah does. That's why you must take heed to the Torah, Yisrael. You must take heed to the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. Yah is not with every man. He is not with her. Yahshua is not with every man. Yah says, as Yah was with Moshe, so shall he be with Yehoshua. We saw with Moshe when men rose up and say, you take too much on yourself, and we are just as spiritual as you. Yah set you dogs out of hell. You have no spiritual life at all. He said, Moshe, stand back. I'm going to do something in Israel. And to let this wicked seed know that I'm with you. He calls the heaven, the earth to open, and they all went down to hell alive. Hallelujah. Every man is not of the same measure. When it comes to the spiritual things of Yah, the men that he has given the gift of understanding, the men that have the gift of wisdom, then the men that have the gift of charity, I mean of Ahava, damn that charity words, come with their many attributes of the body of Yahshua. Administrative. Everyone is important. Hallelujah. With them men that he has established in the midst of his body. And not every man, when it comes to that, walks on the same plane. And that's the truth. Hallelujah. Well, preach, I don't believe. I'll tell you what, then, fruitcake heads we are, how ignorant we are. You go to job, Elder Biden, the corporation you work for, you have three CEOs. Do you hear me back there, Elder? You have three CEOs. How many CEOs do you have? No, you got three. Huh? You got one CEO. There's one chief executive officer. You might have a CEO. You got one. There's one. The mandates come from him. Are there men as qualified and understanding? No, there may be men that is as smart, but he's smarter than him because he knows how to use their smartness. Sure he does. Come on, Israel. A wise man, he listens to other men, he becomes wiser. If he's wise, he talks to me, I will become wiser because I listen to him. He's already wise, I'm already wise, I become wiser. Do you understand? This is a stupid generation. That's why we are shallow people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many calculus or physics majors do we have in here? How many physics? How many majored in physics? We can't even add that well, can we? No, how can I? My mind is getting older, so I got to calculate in my little carrying bag. I got one of it in the checkbook. I go on the desk. I got one in the car. I work some numbers by a calculator. Ma just doesn't calculate like he used to. Hallelujah. And so when a wise man by the Torah, a wiser, he becomes wiser. Torah what? The word of Yah. It's a simple truth, Yisrael. It is not complex. It is. It is so simple. It is so simple. The light shine and life come. Ma, that's all right. Hallelujah. I'm excited about Yah. Look what the prophet Enoch, he says. I want you to hear this in Enoch. This is out of the book of Enoch. It says in Enoch 108, verse 1. Another book of Hanak, Enoch, which he wrote to his son Methuselah, and for those who would come after him. This is what he wrote now. The prophet Enoch to his son Methuselah. Listen. He says to them who come after him, observing the Torah, in the last days. Are we not in the last days? Now hear this prophet speaks of these days. He speaks of the time, Enoch, of the days that we're in. He commands, he instructs us to observe the Torah in the last days. He says to Israel, he said, you have observed the Torah. He said, you who have observed the Torah shall wait patiently in all the days until the time of those who work evil is complete. and the power of the wicked one is ended. As for you, wait patiently until sin pass away, for the names of the sinners shall be blotted out from the book of life. And the book of Yahweh, the Kodesh one, their seed shall be destroyed forever, and their Ruach shall perish and die. They shall cry and lament in the place that is an invisible wilderness and burn in fire, for their existence, their exit ground there as upon the earth. He speaks to us, Israel, in these last days that we're in, that we must observe the Torah. We must give diligent heed to the Torah. For the men that are wicked, they give no observance to the Torah. They give no desire or pleasure in the Torah of Yah. He commands us to wait. All we have done, after we have done all to stand, let us what? Just stand. Just wait. Endure the trial. Endure the tribulation without complaining. That's the simplicity of the Torah. What is so difficult about waiting? He tells us what to do, right? Wait. See, that's the Torah of Yah. Just wait. 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 See, his Torah, it instructs us. It is his discipline. It is his order to discipline our minds to meet his objective, his goal. And if we wait on him, we'll see the works of Yah. If we just wait, just stand still and see the salvation of Yah. That's all we do. Just stand still. Do not get energized and move from the place. Just stand still. And see the salvation of Yah. That's the tome, the simplicity of the Torah of Yah. It is so simple that even the wayfaring man can understand, Israel. Hallelujah. Even they can understand. A prophet that prophesies in Nobi, that wrote unto us, as he spoke to his son Methuselah, that we who are in this hour in the last days, that we should observe the Torah in the last days. Are we in the end time? Then we must observe the Torah, Israel. We must do that. There is so much to the simplicity. I simply want to give us something to eat upon. I want to read a few more verses. And I want to close tonight, all right? I said to Elder Bynum, next year we're going to do things a lot differently. We may have service just the Shabbat and have the time this time for fellowship and great fellowship. Hallelujah. Because I am wore out. I should have one of them preaching tonight. Hallelujah. It says here in First Kings. It says here as Elijah meets Ahab. 1 Kings 18:17. And it came to pass, when Ahab saw Elijah, and Ahab said to him, are you the one that trouble or stir up this mess, that trouble caused disturbance among Israel? And he answered and said, I have not troubled Israel. I have not caused the trouble. I've not created the trouble for Israel. He said, but you have caused the trouble, and your Avot house, that you have done what? Forsaken. You have forsaken the Torah, the Mitzvah, and the Torah of Yah, and you have followed after Baal. That is what is troubling Israel. We're following the principles of Baal. We're not following the thumb of the simplicity of the Torah of Yah. And that's why we're troubled. We're troubled by everyone. We're troubled by everything. Every doctrine troubles us. It makes us ponder and think. We're so easily moved from the direction of Almighty Yah. That's why we need men that love Yahweh Israel. Hallelujah. I want that among my brethren. I don't want them to be weak. I want them to be strong men. Hallelujah. I believe if a man of Yah is here, boom, the people should be here. And if he's elevated here, they go. He should not be here, and they are there. Hallelujah. You know, Elder Johnson said to me, he said, when I listen to the brothers preach, I can tell the discipline of their preaching. It has been by directive. They have listened. They have learned. And so the way they preach express the same magnitude of clarity. That is the truth. Hallelujah. That is the truth. So I don't want my brothers here. I want them here. Bam. If I'm here, I want them there. Bam. If I get there, boom. I want them. Boom. You understand? And when we are there, then the strength of the daughters of Tizayah will be mighty and they will be strong. Why? Because they will be praying daughters. And they will see the beauty of the men of Zion. And they will see the character and the strength of the men of Zion. Sure they will. They'll be praying daughters and daughters that love Yah. And they will be recognized for their beauty and their behavior unto Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me read this before I close. So much. I said to my wife, I said, Sister Roberts, I have enough to preach for a whole week. That's our prepare. But I'm going to close here. I want to read this. It says in 2 Kings, in 2 Melech, chapter 23, verse 23. And I want to close with this. Why we cannot operate by the power of the Torah of Yah in this hour that we're in. And this is a perfect pattern, an example unto Israel. It says, but in the 18th year of the king, Josiah, wherein this Pesach was held to Yah in Jerusalem. Moreover, listen now, moreover, the workers with familiar spirits, the workers of demology and wizardry, and the images and the idols, and all the abominations that were seen in the land of Yehuda and in Jerusalem, did Josiah put away, that he might perform the words of the Torah, until we put the idols and the familiar spirits of witchcraft and the powers that we be, until we eradicate our minds of that, you will never be able to perform the words of the Torah. And that's why you're always looking for a new way or something that you think you're taking something different. And you have been convinced by some man. Which were written in the scroll in Hilkiah, the Kohan found in the Bayit of Yah, in the house of Yah. Like to him, was there no king before him that turn to Yahweh with all their love. We must turn with all our substance. Nor the king like him that turn to Yahweh with all their love, with all their nefesh, their soul, and with all their might. How do we turn? As Elder told us, we must be converted. According to all the Torah of Moshe. Now you must do all the Torah of Moshe, my friends. There must be a Levitical or of high Kohan, there must be those that truly observe to tell us the measure of the signs of the heavens. Do you hear me? And you must be of the tribe of Levi. You must be a Levi. That did all according to the Torah of Moshe. Neither after him arose there any other man like him. So you tell me you were like him? The scripture said there was no other king like him. Nor the man that did all according to the Torah like him. Well, I've had men to say that I'm just like you. Well, I say one thing, you know what a man is then. If you call yourself, you identify you just like me, then you don't even know what a man is. Then you have a superficial identity of who you are. At least you know what a man is, man. Hallelujah. There was no other king like him. That he's written of in the chronicles of time that because he identified the witchcraft spirits and the falseism among the people of Yah, he identified that. And that must be identified at the time of Pesach. They admitted that eat and drink, and they do it unworthy. They're deceitful, they're full of lies. And that's why you see the demise among the people of Yah. That's why you see the treachery and the wickedness and the falsehood. I've said over many years, many, many years, every year at Pesach you find one that you find the true Yahuda Iscariot. And there's always the betrayer. That's the truth. He did according to all the Torah. another man like him. So raise up the Nobiya, for there shall not be another one like him that he shall raise up in this hour. There was not a man like Moshe. Korah thought he was. Dathan and Abiram, your sons, you shall awaken your eyes from the pits of hell. They were not like him. They were not elected for the purpose of Yah. He elected Moshe. When he passed, he had raised up one to stand in his place. Yahushua had raised him up to stand in the place of Moshe, that he would take the people progressively in the depths of Torah. And that's what we need men to take us progressively, the depths of Torah. What? That each word of Yah is so precise. It must be dissected by the not by the interpretation of corrupt, damn, twisted minds, juvenile spirits. It must be done by men that have the light and the power, Yahshua dwelling in them. I want that, brothers and sisters. May the riches of Yah rest upon you. May His promises in Yahshua be fulfilled. May we delight Israel. Hallelujah. So I'm looking for the wonderful experience that Yah is creating among Israel, that there shall be a great labor and a great work among His people. I do appreciate that, and I'm looking forward to that with great ecstasy, with great delight, because I know that it is Yah, and I rejoice in that. So you that I may not see for a while, may Yah barak you all. Bless you all, Todayah, for all of Israel, for everything that has been done. Again, bless you all, and Todah. Come on, and let us sing our closing song. Come on, Brother Patrick. You're before we close tonight, you that are listening, our friends that are listening, we appreciate that. We appreciate Yah and all that He has done. We appreciate you that are listening. May Yah barak you. May the blessings of Yah rest upon you. May He strengthen you all. Bless you all, Israel. Again, I say shalom. Shalom, Israel. Yah, go with us and bless us all as we travel. May Yah barak you, may He keep us all Yisrael and Yahshua. Shalom.